All right, Podheads, today we're going to go over choosing the amplifiers for my build. The age-old adage of using the speaker RMS and matching it with the amplifier RMS is a little ridiculous, especially with some of these high-power speakers that have 300 watts RMS. Basically, what you're going to do is you're going to buy an amplifier to match that, and you're going to be paying for power you're never going to use. A better way to do it is to set a decibel target. Doing this, you can calculate how much power you actually need and then choose an amplifier based on that. If you have any questions about that, I've got some older videos that go over how to calculate the output decibels with wattage and all that stuff. The SA1T has a 50 watt RMS rating when crossed over at 3000 Hz. Sensitivity at 1 watt is 106 decibels. Since we only need 110 decibels, we're only going to need 2.5 watts to get to that volume. And by installing two of them in parallel, we're only going to need 5 watts to reach 113 decibels. The SA3M has a 150 watt RMS rating when crossed over at 300 Hz. A 1 watt sensitivity rating of 87 decibels means that giving it the RMS power of 150 watts would give us 108 decibels. This falls short of our 110 decibel goal. Adding a second speaker in parallel would require 300 watts to reach 112 decibels. The Neo Pro 12 has a 180 watt RMS rating when played at full range. It has a 1 watt sensitivity of 103 decibels. In order to reach our target of 110 decibels, we only need 5 watts of power for this thing. And since I'm only running one, we'll only need 5 watts of power. The LCMR8 is rated for 100 watts RMS at full range. With a 1 watt sensitivity of 94 decibels, to reach our 110 decibel target, we'd need 40 watts to power that speaker. And wiring two of them in parallel for 80 watts would give us 113 decibels. On the pillars, the 3.5s require 300 watts. The tweeters only require 5 watts. A good middle ground solution for this is the SAE150.4 that puts out 225 watts at 2 ohms. Though it falls a little short for the 3.5s, I think this is going to be more than enough. To reach our 110 decibel target, the 12-inch only needs 5 watts, while the dual 8s need 80 watts in order to reach 110 decibels. For this setup, the SAE200.4 was chosen because the 300-watt 2-ohm rating will allow the LCMR8s to reach their full potential, while the 200-watt 4-ohm rating will give the 12s enough room to stretch their legs. For the rear doors, I have 4 LCMR8s wired in series parallel, which gives me a 4-ohm load. Throwing 160 watts to it, I'll get 119 decibels. So the SAE200.4 with a rating of 200 watts at 4 ohm is a perfect solution. The Bass Blaster subs are rated at 2,000 watts each. Two of those would require 4,000 watts. I can wire them down to 1 ohm. The Salt 6K is a pretty good solution in this case because I can have a little bit extra power on tap. And next, we're finally going to get into installation and speaker pods. Woo! Peace.